This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we are with a program for a better life from IRB English Radio, and I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Today we're going to talk about one of the important things that usually we face in our society, and usually we see that we are not as much as good with this type of topic when we talk about it, and we are ignorant towards this, and that is about the neighbors. Basically, when we live in an Islamic society and we look at the ahadith or the narrations that are been narrated by the Prophet and the Aima alayhi salatu wasalam, we see they give importance to the neighbors, and the neighbors have a big role in their life. Obviously, in the ahadith, we know that it is said that you should be aware of your neighbors up to the 40 houses that are attached wall to wall to your house, from the right, left, front, and back. So basically, if we consider a house which has 40 houses on its right side, 40 houses on the left side, 40 at the front, and 40 at the back, a mu'min, a believer, a Muslim, should be aware of those who are living in those houses. And by when we say that he should be aware of that, it means he should know who they are, number one. Number two, you should know what's their financial condition. Do they need something which you can provide them? Or maybe it's not the monetary terms we say you need to help them, but obviously ethically, or you can support them in any way. So basically, when Islam is talking about such a society in which a person, a mu'min, knows about his neighbors, it means that he's aware of his area. And then when he knows his neighbors, the neighbors also know him. And this means that they have a social life. They have a get-together. They see each other. They are aware of their conditions. If there is anything that is disturbing any one of the neighbors, they are helping him or her, basically. So basically in Islam, when it talks about neighbor, they have their own rights. Now, let's look at some of the narrations that we have in the books. And one of the famous narrations, you might have heard of it, it is from Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, the second Imam, where he says that when I was a child, one night I woke up and I saw my mother praying. And I waited for my mother so that she finishes her prayer. And I was looking at my mother. When she finished her prayer, she raised her hands and she started to pray for the people. And I saw that she's taking the names of the neighbors. And one by one, she took the names of the neighbors, she prayed for them. And after that, she finished her prayers. Then I asked her, "Oh mother, we are your kids, we are your family members. Why you did not pray for us first and you just prayed for the neighbors or the mu'mineen?" Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamu Alayha, she replied that first you need to pray for the neighbors and then for yourself, which tells us that the lady who's been known as the master of the ladies of the world, Sayyidatul Nisa al-Alameen, or who is the daughter of the Prophet, about whom the Prophet used to say, "She is my part," and who is the mother of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, who are basically the masters of the youth of the paradise. Such a lady, when she raised her hands, she first prays for the neighbors. But obviously we see in our life that usually when we are about to pray, after our five-time prayers, we usually pray for ourselves first, and then we think about others. Or maybe if we were asked to pray the Salatul Layl, which is the Tahajjud or Salatul Layl or the night prayer, which is 11 rakats, in the Witr, the last rakah, usually when it is said to pray the last rakah, usually what we see is it is said to take the names of the 40 people and ask for their forgiveness. And we can't even find those 40 people. But if we live an Islamic life according to the Islam, and if we were knowing about our neighbors, especially like in the Muslim countries I'm talking, if we knew about the mu'mineen, at least we could easily take 40 names, including our family members or maybe the neighbors.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
So basically, the neighborhood or being careful about the neighbors is very important in the Islamic tradition, in the Islamic ethics. There are different reasons we can talk about. One of the reasons is obviously you know about them. The other reason is the corruption will reduce if you know your neighbors. The rate of theft, the rate of basically having disturbance, obviously when you know your neighbors, you know who is there. Also, it is important in the hadith, like the narrations, the way it is said, it is very important to know about your neighbors. Why? Because the place where you're going to live. For example, we have some people who are looking for the house, who wants to buy a house to move to some place, it is said to look at the neighbors first. Why? Because these neighbors will either help you in reaching to your goals, which is going towards the perfection, or they will be somehow stopping you from reaching to the perfection. Basically, it is the society that helps you either to reach to the perfection or to not to reach that, or they stop you. So if you choose a place where there are the good neighbors, for example, people living in the West, especially in America, I know that the centers, the Islamic centers are far away. Sometimes we have some people who basically drive for 3 hours in order to reach to an Islamic center. And obviously it is very hard for them to travel in this way. But obviously, if you look at your neighbors first and then you try to move to a place, it is better. It is better to have in that society where we see that the living according to the Islamic laws, living according to the religion or practicing religion is a bit hard. And it is continuous struggle, which means like jihad, which we refer to the internal jihad or the internal struggle that we struggle in order to have an Islamic life. It seems that if we look at our neighborhood before moving to somewhere, if we know that there is an Islamic center, if there is a Muslim community, obviously, when I'm living in a place, I need to buy a halal food. Can I find the halal meat or not? Or rather than looking at these things, just looking at the facilities and just move on without looking at my neighbors or the place where I'm moving, without considering that, if I go there and after that I face some problems in order to practice my religion, that is not good. So make sure, inshallah, may Allah give us tawfiq, that we look for a place or the neighbors that are suitable according to our Islamic practices, inshallah. And we will try to know about our neighbors, because on the Day of Judgment, we are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have in the hadith as well that Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam used to lift a big sack of food, and he used to distribute them amongst even the non-Muslims who were in his neighborhood. And he said, I do this because of the humanity. This thing is because of the humanity. And obviously we are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the judgment day, inshallah. So may Allah give us tawfiq to know about our neighbors and to live a better life, which will, inshallah, definitely will improve the society as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need, all I need, all I need, all I need. Oh, 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 oh. All I need to be all I need, and I know that you see how much you mean to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.